Fernando, we're going to talk about the movies and particularly how movies are used to help language learning. And I am so excited about this because I love movies. I love learning Spanish. And for me, movies have been such a big part of that. And I think they were a big part for you learning English, were they not?
Yeah, that was crucial in my English learning experience throughout my short life.
You have a short life yet. Compared with mine, you do. But don't rub it in.
Have your life.
Okay, so, but we're going to talk with our listeners about one particular movie that you recommended to me and that we both now recommend to our listeners. So tell us about this movie.
Yeah, this movie is called I Dream in Another Language. It's by Mexican filmmaker Ernesto Contreras, which is one of my Mexican directors, my favorite Mexican directors, actually.
En el principio, una mujer pájaro se enamoró del primer hombre que caminaba sobre la tierra.
So Lori and I watched this movie last night in Spanish with, let me see, did we have English subtitles or Spanish subtitles? I forget, actually. I think Spanish subtitles. And wow, you know, I can usually predict movies. I did not predict this one. And what a great movie. But why do you like it so much?
Yeah, so I Dream in Another Language tells the story about Martin. He's a dedicated linguist who travels to a rainy and foggy little village in the Veracruz jungle. He wants to record a conversation between the last two speakers of a mysterious indigenous language called Sicril.
Mire, todo lo que deseo es grabar una serie de conversaciones en Sicril entre usted y de ser posible Don Isauro.
But here's the problem, Steve. These two old men have not spoken to each other for the past 50 years.
No se han hablado como en 50 años.
They haven't spoken together for 50 years, and that's part of the mystery.
Yeah, that's part of the mystery because they used to be really, really good friends, and they shared this mysterious and sacred language, and they lived many adventures together. They met this gorgeous girl that became their friend.
¿Por qué están peleados Don Isauro y Don Evaristo?
Se enamoraron de la misma mujer.
But then the movie just fast forwards into what they are doing now. They just live apart, miles apart, and have not spoken to each other. So this is when Martin comes to the village and wants to do this recording.
Martin is a young linguist, and there happens to be a young woman, surprise, in this movie. So there's a love interest, the granddaughter of one of these old men. I found the movie unpredictable, beautifully rendered, beautifully photographed, disturbing. Did I say surprising already?
Yes.
and just really, really cool. So I would recommend it as well.
Yeah, and you asked me at the top of the show, why did I like this movie? I think I like it because it speaks to America the bilingual spirit of language preservation. But in this case, this movie is... it's not about, hey, speak another language so you can get a job. This movie is about preserve a language because this otherwise your past, your people, your memories will be erased forever.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Talk about a dying language. I mean, we did an episode, as you know, on Cherokee and the heroic work that the Cherokee people are doing to save the Cherokee language. And that's in danger with only several thousand people left that still speak it. But two people left, I mean, that's, and they're two old men. Obviously, they're not going to have children and teach the language. So this language is on its way out for sure, right?
Yeah, this language is on its way out. So basically what this linguist wants to do with the recording is to have some sort of backup file of how this language was structured. So he could really have a really, really good understanding of how this language operated before it completely vanishes forever.
¿Los escuchan? Miran ellos. Cuando un sicril muere, todos van a buscarlo y lo traen aquí.
I thank you for recommending the movie. Lori and I enjoyed it. I would recommend it as well. But let's talk about movies in general for language learning. So, as I said, I love movies, and now that I've been studying Spanish for more years than I'd like to admit, movies have been such a wonderful experience for me. But you tell your movie story first and how movies were important for you learning English.
Absolutely. My process of becoming bilingual was directly related to watching tons of movies. My process started in elementary school, so I just had some like 4 hours a week of English. Then junior high, I had to take some summer courses because my teacher was not as good. And then in high school, I entered this bilingual baccalaureate where I learned geometry, geography, history, math, algebra, all in English. So it was kind of hard, but very rewarding. And at the same time, in parallel of doing that, I would just devour music and especially movies, which I had to subtitle, obviously, in Spanish.
Oh, so you started watching American movies and then subtitled in Spanish?
Yes, that was my first step. So I had to become accustomed to the sound of the language, and I would really focus on how they pronounce words, you know, the TH sound that the English language has, the th
sound, and like in what words, like those?
Yeah, like in those or in this and those type of words. And my movies in that time during junior high would be Scream, all those slasher movies or comedy movies.
Slasher movies, okay. So how would they subtitle the screams in Spanish?
And
gritos.
And I would buy a lot of movies.
DVDs.
Yes. And I would check the back side of the DVD to see the option of the subtitle. So the audio was English, Spanish, French, and subtitles would be also English, Spanish, French, and that would be a great opportunity. Just so on my days off, I would watch a lot of movies and I would play them with the English subtitles this time. So I would really get a hold of new vocabulary.
So you're listening to English and looking at the English subtitles.
Yeah.
And how was that?
Well, it helped a lot because listening to the English and reading what is being said helps you really keep track of all the different pronunciations that are being uttered, because it's very different to understand a Lord of the Rings movie from, say, Bad Boys 2.
Bad Boys 2. I'm glad that your taste in movies stepped up from slasher movies to Bad Boys 2. I think that's moving in the right direction.
those are the type of movies that you watch when you're 18. But also, I remember that one of my first purchases was Stanley Kubrick's filmography. So I would buy Barry Lyndon, Clockwork Orange, Space Odyssey, and that's another accent that you would really need some backup element to understand what has been said. So that's why I would subtitle all that.
Well, that is very cool. And so that experience and watching all these movies helped your English?
Yeah, that would definitely help. I think that you're exactly right. The way that we could learn another language at a faster pace is if we tie it to this great experience that is watching a movie, because it's multisensorial.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm really glad to hear that movies have helped you, because they have helped me. And I was thinking about this before our call, and it seems to me that there are four stages of watching movies. And I've shared this with other people I've talked to who are learning Spanish. The first stage is when you just watch a movie. Okay, so I'm a Spanish learner, and I'm talking about an English-speaking Spanish learner. So the first stage is when you just watch the movie in English, so the audio is in English, but you put on Spanish subtitles. So you're just sort of reading, and you can learn that way, and it's good. I can usually talk my family into doing that, even if they're not Spanish learners. They don't mind the subtitles so much. So that gives me some, it's kind of like putting your toe in the water. And then, so that's, I would call that stage one. And then stage two is a big stage up. That's when you put the audio to Spanish and you have English subtitles. So maybe that's like putting both feet in the water, right? That's stage two. And that's great because you're hearing the Spanish, especially if the movie is originally in Spanish, although it could be dubbed into Spanish both ways, with the English subtitles. Then the next stage, and this is a pretty big leap. So we've gone now from just putting our feet into the water to maybe up to your chest. And that is when you're listening to the Spanish audio and you have Spanish subtitles. So you no longer have the English crutch. You're listening to Spanish, you're reading Spanish. And one of the surprising things, for me anyway, was that often what the Spanish I was hearing did not match the Spanish I was reading. Did you ever notice that with English?
Yeah, I noticed that a lot, because sometimes for the sake of space, subtitle companies have to short the most of the nuances in order to make...
Oh, they shorten
Yeah.
It. Oh, I never thought about that. You know, I thought it was maybe because they do the subtitles from the script and the actors diverge from the script. But in any event, it's sometimes disconcerting, but sometimes it's kind of cool because I see that, oh, there's two ways of saying something. Like in Spanish, it may be de nada, and then they might say no hay de qué or something that would be equivalent, or claro and or por supuesto. And then I realize that it's two different ways of saying basically the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's a learning experience too.
Exactly.
And then, so that's up to your chest. That's stage three. Stage four... subtitles go away and you just have the audio, and that's like full on swimming, right? Or maybe diving under the water. There's no English, there's no reading, because most of us can read better than we can hear and understand. So that's stage four. I suppose
I love the metaphor, Steve. I like it.
Yeah,
I like it. You put it in that way.
You know, it's such a wonderful way, and technology has, as you know, advanced so rapidly in movies and how we can watch movies, you know, on our tablets and our phones and our laptops, and now that it's digitally delivered through Amazon or Netflix or what have you. Wow, what a boon to language learning.
Yeah, I remember that you were telling me how amazed you were at how technology has helped in this language learning, especially with movies, that the options for subtitles are almost automatic.
Yeah. And of course, the movie industry is doing this to expand their audience. But a side effect, a wonderful side effect of this, is that for language learners, it's just such a wonderful tool. And to me, it's not only the how to learn a language, one of the great ways of how to learn a language, but it's also gets into the why learn a language, and you can open yourself up to the movie and the artistry of movies and the culture of other countries in such a delightful way that's enriching. Like I'm going to mention two of my favorite films. One is an Argentinian film, that's The Secret in Their Eyes.
Hace 25 años ¿Qué me pregunta?
Le presento a la señorita Irene Menéndez Hastings, la nueva secretaria del juzgado.
Do you know that one, Los Secretos en sus Ojos?
El secreto de sus ojos. Uh-huh. Yeah, I haven't seen
that. Oh my gosh, the director is Juan José Campanella, and he won an Oscar in 2010, or the movie won an Oscar for Best Foreign Language Film. It has Ricardo Darín in it, who is one of my favorite actors now. In fact, I was so impressed with his role of this inspector in the movie, trying to solve a long unsolved murder, that I've gone on to watch so many of his movies, all the movies I can find of Ricardo Darín.
Yeah, he's a great actor. I've known him for Relatos Salvajes.
Yeah, isn't he super? And then you also learn something about, you know, the Argentinian culture. And the other, one of my other real favorites is called The Hidden Face, La Cara Oculta.
Te quiero mucho. Por favor, no me busques. Y no me odies.
The 2011 film out of Spain, and the director is Andrés Baez. And, oh my gosh, what a shocking and amazing film that is. So I would recommend those two, The Secret in Their Eyes and The Hidden Face. Have you seen that one, The Hidden Face?
No, I haven't, but I will put it on my bucket list.
Those are two of my favorites. And, you know, I'd love to hear from listeners about favorites that you have, not just in learning Spanish, of course, but whatever language you're learning, if it's Russian or Italian, Fellini movies or what have you. We'd love to hear about it and share those stories about this wonderful way we have to add to our language learning.
Yes, so they can do that by visiting our website, americathebilingual.com.
Mm-hmm. Or on the usual social media, Facebook and Twitter.
That's right.
Okay, so Fernando, let's make some popcorn and watch another movie together.
Let's do some little doves of corn.
Palomitos de maíz. Okay, mi amigo. So for America the Bilingual, this is Steve Levine.
And Fernando Hernandez.